in every way as we were, as we are, and yet was without sin. And Satan came unto him, and he was hungry as he was fasting. And many of us, we are fasting in this day and hour from all the wickedness and the works of darkness that are around us. We are like Lot living in Sodom and all the wickedness about us and tormented our soul. And we're fasting from the works of the devil. Because he's delivered us from the dominion of darkness and he's conveyed us into the kingdom of his love. And so, as it were, we lay our eyes down for him. And we've been transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we're continually allowing our minds to be renewed through the washing of the water of the Word and through the regeneration of the Spirit of God. We are being changed. We are being transformed, transfigured from glory to glory in Jesus Christ. And so we're being changed. As stars as they differ in their brightness, so we, as children, are being raised up into maturity in Christ Jesus. And we are to be the light of the world in the midst of all the darkness. And in the expanse of the heavens, Abraham's children were as the stars in the sky. And we are to allow the glory of Christ from within to flow from us, that the light of Jesus Christ can be a reflection to our neighbors and to our friends and to our families. And rather than bringing condemnation and judgment, we bring a life that is so changed that even our appearance and even our very presence brings conviction. I think of when Jesus walked in the midst of crowds. He didn't flow in condemnation, he flowed life. There was life within. The people, when they came, they had such a conviction and they put their heads down, and Jesus would lift their heads and say, "Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." He says, "You have one that judges you, my word which judges you." The words that he spoke bring conviction and bring condemnation. And when we don't obey them, if through disobedience, we need Jesus to deliver us from the law and the works of the law. But yet, though we're living sacrifices and we've been bought with a price of the precious blood of Jesus and we're not our own, yet we go and we buy and spend money on things which are not bread and wages on things which don't satisfy. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, for he will have mercy on him. These things are not talked about today. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind. Allow the Word of God to renew your thoughts. Be changed in your mind. Do not be conformed to the lust of the flesh and to the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life. Do not love this world and the things of the world. But everyone who loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. We've been crucified with Christ. We've died to the things that once held us back. And now he's saving us, and we are seated with him in heavenly places, and we abide in the teachings of Christ as we abide in Jesus Christ. And obedience is the key. He's given us the free gift of grace. Yet now he calls us with the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in the obedience that he's called us to walk in. And we don't hear this taught in the pulpits as we ought to hear. We need obedience to the Word of God. Faith without works is dead, and the works that come from a life in Jesus Christ. Not a life of boasting, but a life of obedience. We see that the righteousness of faith through Abraham was when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. We see that Noah, through his obedience, he was moved with godly fear. And he began to prepare an ark. Some 120 years, he began to prepare an ark so that 8 souls were saved through the flood. And this is a type of baptism. And God is waiting for each one of us. He has prepared the ark. He wants us to get in the ark. He wants to shut the door behind us and preserve us through the flood. This is baptism in Jesus Christ. And not only is there a baptism, but there's a fire that follows a fire baptism. And this fire baptism is being changed and being conformed into the likeness and being conveyed into the image of Jesus Christ. He said, how I wish a fire were kindled on the earth. Did you suppose I came to bring peace, but rather division? He said, a plummet line down. He said in Zechariah, a plumb line was set down. And he said, all those on my left and all those on my right. He said, from now on, a family will be divided 2 against 3 and 3 against 2. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, father against son. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Put them into practice through the power of the Spirit that God had given, they began to walk with Jesus. And those who were hearers of the word, but they did not want to put them into practice, they continued to go their own way. And there became such a division in the household, between the families, in the churches. And there was clearly a remnant within the churches that God was raising up, a peculiar people, a set apart people, an obedient people who desired to live holy and righteous and godly and could do nothing of themselves but humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways. Then God would hear from heaven and heal their land. But then there were those who said we would not. And then, as it were, they hardened their hearts and they stiffened their necks. And the curses of disobedience continued to settle upon them. These were the blessings of those on the right and the curses of those on the left.
That we know him, but we don't keep his word. Walk in the darkness, and the truth's not in us.
For those on the right began to feed the poor. They began to clothe the naked. They began to go and visit those in prison. Yes, not only in the natural, but spiritually. They began to feed the hungry. They began to clothe the naked. They began to give them hope in Jesus Christ. And they began to go and minister to those who were in prison. He says, behold, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He said, to deliver the captives from the prison houses. All those who were oppressed by evil spirits and possessed, he came that they might have life and that they might come free. Because in Jesus Christ is complete freedom. In Jesus Christ there is no bondage. In Jesus Christ there is liberty. Behold, in Jesus Christ there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And through the sufferings of Jesus Christ, we become partakers of the sufferings of Jesus Christ. That he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that we might become partakers of his holiness. This is a part of the gospel we don't speak about. I read this morning about Paul and his sufferings. He says, I boast in my infirmities. I boast in my infirmities. If I must boast, I boast in these.
No turning back.
Lord rose up and went before them, and every city that they encountered, the battle was the Lord's, and they were just called to obedience to walk in the victory of Jesus Christ that he called them to. But if you sit there, my friend Christian, and you sit there and you don't walk in the obedience that God has already won for you, he's won the battle. It was won 2,000 years ago, and we can quote those promises without walking in obedience, and it won't do a thing for you. But if you walk in the promises, he says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. Yes, there was a time they camped around in the Elam, and there was wonderful palm trees there and rest and all that, but there was a time you moved them along. And in our walk with God, there's times of rest, but then there's times of tribulation and trial and testing to prove and to try what's in our heart so that we can become more pure still and allow the fire and the fire of God, which comes in the baptism of fire, to come and purify us and make us as pure gold. Yes, fine gold. And our faith, being much more precious than gold which perishes in the fire, is what he's producing within us. Increased faith.
I have desired.
Christ flow from you as you abide in the teachings of Christ this morning.
and just throw off all distractions, all hindrances, and all weeds, and allow God to continue to work. And as much as sometimes it seems as though nothing has happened, but God has a remnant. He has prepared people. He has a people. He has 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal. All over this land, there's a people who have not bowed their knee to Baal. Sometimes you feel you're one of the only ones, but God has a people, and He's bringing His body together in the Spirit. And there's fellowship in Christ Jesus, not knowing brothers from anywhere. I came up the stairs, saw these brothers and sisters of the Spirit of God. I just tumbled and I said, Lord, hallelujah, you have a remnant.
Thank you, Lord, again.
So he said, don't be discouraged this morning. You shall go out with joy. You shall be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills, they'll break forth into singing for you. And all the trees of the field, they'll clap their hands. And instead of the lives of thorns and thistles, and the cares of life and the deceitfulness of riches that we see in some of our lukewarm brothers, there shall be a cypress tree. And instead of the briar, there shall come up a myrtle tree. That when it is bruised, it produces such a wonderful fragrance. And just as it pleased the Father to bruise the Son in such a way, it pleases the Father to bruise our flesh so that we might be broken and contrite before Him, that our life might be a fragrance to those whom we meet. That to each other we're the fragrance of death, as we're bruised and afflicted and tried and tested in the furnace of affliction, that we might come forth pure gold. But as we go forth and are led with peace, the joy will go forth and people will want what you have. People will want the life that you have in Christ Jesus. We are a peculiar people. We are a set apart people. No longer conformed to the things and the patterns of this world. Allow yourself to continually to die daily, as the writer says, Paul. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. So let us pick up our cross and die daily. Let us lay aside these things that distract us and get our minds off of the purpose of the kingdom of God. And let us walk so as it were steadfast as soldiers in Jesus Christ. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. Amen.
Ah.